You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, y'all. It's Amiri Yasai with the Take On for the Broadway Podcast Network. Let me tell you, I was literally 9 years old and I looked up at a marquee and I was like, my name is going to be in lights. And now I have a marquee for my podcast logo, honey. Life is so full circle. I literally remember stepping into the character of Charlemagne in Pippin, honey. I literally came alive. I remember just looking in the audience and seeing people react to what I was doing. There's nothing like live theater. There's nothing like Broadway. There's nothing better than your first Broadway show and just being so electrified by performance, being someone who's queer, being a queer Muslim. I grew up in a very conservative household where I couldn't really express myself in the way that I wanted to. And I think Broadway is such an amalgamation of expression and queerness and fabulosity that I always strived for. And through my activism and my work, I have, little old Amir has been able to connect with trans activists, drag queens, actors, you know, performers, hosts, people from all walks of life and all colors. And I've been able to connect with them on such a real and visceral level. And to be able to bring all those guests onto this podcast and connect with them and realize what it means to be an ally, what it means to be a performer, what it means to truly be yourself. What does it mean to be comfortable in your own skin? When we put on this skin suit every day, honey, what is that pursuit of happiness? And for me, it was being as authentic as I could be and creating space for other people to inhabit the world. That's what I'm trying to do. I never thought that I would have a platform to speak my mind, to be the best version of myself. But here we are, honey, and we're looking good. This is looking good. It's feeling good. It's connecting. It's laughing. It's talking about mental health in a very constructive way, but still being able to laugh. As a stand-up comedian, I've spent my time making light of ways I was, you know, prejudiced, the racial slurs that I heard after 9/11, being Muslim in this country and what that looks like. By poking fun at it, I pushed people. I allowed people to realize their white privilege. I allowed people to realize what privilege they were carrying and to realize, honey, it's time to check it. Check that luggage, honey, and it's worth the $50. So I think I've spent so much time running away from who I was, and through therapy, through a tribe, a queer tribe that I found, a found family, I'm finally able to be myself. I'm finally able to step into who I am and to not come from a place of anger, to not call people out, but to call them in. The Take On is about taking on racial prejudice in Broadway, in the world. It's about realizing what is holding back people of color from making it in this industry and entertainment as a whole. I want us to get to a place where a show where it's an all Indian cast or an all Black cast, like Insecure, is not, wow, that's so amazing. It is the norm. We are living in a culture, a melting pot. It's time for America, honey. Turn up that fondue because we are melting together. We are not going to wait. We are not going to ask for permission. We are going to do it. And I am going to take a note from Lady Gaga and Lizzo, and I'm not going to ask for permission. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be who I was that made people bully me is now being celebrated, being quirky, being different, being funny, being awkward. I love animals. I wanted to be a vet, honey. I carried around a Bible a little binder filled with animal files, honey, because I love animals and that's who I am. Quirky, weird, random, 6'2", little lanky gay boy running through the world. And I think that's what is going to be our power, is to step into who we are. And listen, come along for this journey with me, with Amir Yasai. We're going to take it on and we're going to have a great old time while doing it. This is the Take On for the Broadway Podcast Network. Love you all and be yourselves, because there is no one else that you can do better. Love you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat, and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.